This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon, the unique blend of hunting, fishing, wildlife conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle. DSC's Campfires is brought to you by DSC, Conservation, Education, and Hunter Advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Taurus, award-winning pistols and revolvers. Mossberg, American built, American strong. And the Red 55 Winery in Lindale, Texas. Signature wines of Grammy award-winning country artist Miranda Lambert and owned by Rick and Beverly Lambert.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of DSC's Campfires, and I am absolutely thrilled today to be in the offices of the world headquarters of Stealth Vision here with Dr. John McCall and Joe Cunningham. And I've got to tell you, I've looked through lots of different hunting optics over my lifetime, particularly as a rider and a hunter and all those other kind of good things, and I think I finally found the one that's by best the far. So, Dr. John McCall and Mr. Joe Cunningham, welcome to the podcast, and tell me a little bit about Stealth, how it came about, and maybe some of the features of it as well.
Well, thank you, Larry. I'm a worldwide hunter. I've been on 35 worldwide safaris and had the opportunity to shoot a lot. I bow hunted, long range shot, and got really involved in long range shooting. And through the hunting, and especially out in the western United States, where you have opportunity to take really long shots, I was looking at some of the things that I thought would could enhance and do a better job of the scopes that I was using. And one of the primary things is obviously you have to have good glass. If you want to see good early and late, you need good glass. So that's a given. But being an eye doctor, I can tell you, and an eye surgeon, I can tell you that one of the problems is the eyeball does not work very well when you lean it over and look through a scope. It's canted. It's out of position. And it's trying to get back into position and sending really bad signals to the brain. And your brain is interpreting those signals, and that's why you can't. So all of my scopes have got our scopes have got a built-in anti-cant light in there, which is basically a carpenter's bubble, and you get it level, and it illuminates green. And in our world, green means go. So if you don't see green, don't pull the trigger. Find a green light. It'll keep you within 1 degree of perfection, and you're good to go.
Well, I was really impressed earlier because that's my second meeting here with you guys in the fact that we were shooting at y'all's place, and we're shooting at 1,000 yards using a
3x18.
3x18 scope of y'all scopes, and it was absolutely amazing. We were shooting at 1,000 yards, and we were shooting about 2-inch groups at 1,000 yards.
You were, Larry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were. No, you shot outstanding that day, and I think what Doc implemented says he wanted to bring something that was top tier scope into the industry, something that nobody else has. And when you integrate an internal bubble level inside of the reticle, you never lose your sight picture of that animal. And now you add a feature like the anti-cant green light, to when you're within 1 degree of being perfectly level, that green light comes on along with showing that crosshair split in that bubble. And for maybe some novice hunters or more experienced hunters or some older hunters, that green light is definitely an additive and a plus for them, and a confidence builder. And that's basically what it's all about when you're shooting. You know, let the gun and the scope do the work, and you just be the tool that makes it work.
And if you doubt that that canting makes a difference, this is an ideal scope to play with that, because you can cant that scope and purposely and shoot it and see where the bullet goes, and then you can do it properly, such with the system that you've integrated in this, and you can see why that's important.
Absolutely. I can tell you from an eye doctor standpoint, the average cant is 5 degrees. That does not seem like a lot until you get out to 1,000 yards. A 5-degree cant will throw your bullet off 36 inches. At 100 yards, it might be inch and a half, but that angle gets bigger as you go out. So if you're in a hunting situation and you're just doing the average cant, now some people cant a lot worse than that, just the average you cant, that's either a poor shot, a gut shot, or a miss. And no ethical hunter ever wants to do that.
You're exactly right. Now tell me a little bit about the scopes themselves, because I've got one coming that's what?
3x18.
3x18. And that was one that I was using the other day. And one of the features I really liked, beyond all the clarity and the reticle and everything else, was that lit reticle as well, too, because I'm getting ready to go on a bear hunt, and that be a black bear hunt. And so to me, the black crosshairs against a black animal in a low light conditions are tough to see, but with your lit reticle, that's out of this world good.
Or if you're hunting coos deer bed down in the shade, right?
Absolutely.
If you've got that lit reticle, you can pick that fine particular point out you want to shoot and make a great shot.
Well, even with this, there were three, the scope that you guys have got, I would not feel anyway, I'd feel perfectly good about using it even on Cape Buffalo, to where you're shooting relatively close range, where, again, you're dealing with the dark reticle against a black background. So it's an absolutely amazing scope. But some of the other scopes that you guys have got out there, too, you built these for hunting but also for long-range shooting in certain instances.
Right. I like to consider this, it's accuracy at long range and precision up close, because even if you're hunting in a wooded area like Alabama or somewhere like that, and you're whitetail deer hunting, and you'll say, well, I'll never take a shot past 175 or 200 yards, you may easily present yourself with a shot at 125 yards where you're having to shoot between the fork of a tree to hit that kill zone. And now all of a sudden, canting that rifle left or right just enough to throw that bullet off 1 or 2 inches is the difference between making that shot and hitting that tree. So that's where precision comes in. And the optical system, I'll just tell you, I think it's the best out there. We talked about this before, but my Bachelor of Science is in geometrical and physiological optics. So I took it upon myself to design the optical system from scratch. So we used the best glass, the best best coatings, varied all the variables until we optimized the light transmissibility coming through the scope and the flexibility of the exit pupil. And we think we have developed the best scope out there.
That's interesting, because a lot of different ways of what you just described, but also as a hunter and a shooter, that makes a difference as well, too.
No, absolutely. And as Joe said, it's very intuitive to have that green light and that anti-cant in the scope and not having to look outside the scope to see it. We've got the only anti-cant system on the market that if you lose your battery or you don't have a battery, we have got a luminous fluid in there and a clear bubble. It's still very, very easy to see. So we never wanted to develop a scope that if your battery goes dead, you've got nothing. Now, our battery, because of the sleep mode and automatic cutoff mode, usually our batteries last well over a year. So you're not going to very unlikely to be presented with that out in the field. However, if you do, you're still going to be good to go with our scope.
All I know is I know all the science that I'm hearing about all this, but what I do know it works. That, to me, is the bottom line of all this. Joe, you've shot a lot, too, and I know that I've got a new favorite scope. Is that yours, or do you have a different one? You've got several models. So
we've got three different models. We've got a 3x18x44. We've got a 5x20x50 and a 5x30x56. I think what we've got is enough variation of scopes to fit anybody's profile, whatever they might be doing, whether it's long-range competition shooting, short-range precision, Cape Buffalo hunting. We have a variety to fit anybody's profile that they want, and they all operate the same way. And also wanted to include that all of our scopes, even a 3x18, is built on a 34-millimeter tube. That tube is we tested all the tubes against every other one, and as far as light gathering capabilities, that 34-millimeter tube was by far the best.
You mentioned exit people. A lot of people don't even have any idea what exit people means. Doc, what's your definition of that?
Well, as you're looking through the scope, anybody that looks through the scope, the proper way to find your perfect spot is to start far enough away from the scope and then bring yourself into it until the dark area in the middle expands to where you're not now you've got a complete view. If you keep coming forward, you'll hold that view a little bit longer. It'll get smaller, but you'll still be able to see the crosshairs. That's where the problem comes in. When somebody says, I just want to get right down on that, and you got a powerful rifle, you're going to scope yourself. And it's not. And I would tell you that it probably wouldn't happen again, but I've seen people scope themselves three or four times, so maybe it's a lesson hard to learn. But the exit pupil is that flexibility from the time you first get a full view through your scope, and then you move forward until you begin to lose that. That is the range right there that is your safe range. You cannot get scoped, and you'll have the best view.
I believe we have 3.5 inches of eye relief on our scope is what it is, Larry.
That's a lot. It really is. I mean, I've shot a lot of different scopes over the years. I've been very fortunate. I've scoped myself one time, and that was with a 416 Ruger. We were on the FTW ranch, and they have a safari course that they set up. And you sit in a blind, and you're hunting leopard, and this leopard appears up in a tree. And unfortunately, I had to crawl way down low, and so I was right down on top of that scope when I did. It bit me just a little bit. But other than that, that's the only time I've ever been hit. But I've also got friends, it seemed like every time we go on a hunt, I'm not going to mention any names, but I think his name is General C.B., who I know looks like he's been in a fight a lot because the top of his eyebrows have been hit numerous times kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know, I think anybody that's hunted enough has been scoped. I've probably been bumped a couple of times, but I sure enough got scoped one time in British Columbia. I was on a bear hunting, and a wolf came along, and I was taking a shot out of a little bit of a moving boat, trying to lay down and get a good shot. And
oh my goodness.
When you change your position, is when you're in danger of getting scoped. And I'm telling you, I got scoped so good. It was a nice, nice wolf. I was real proud of that. But if you look at my picture very close, you'll see a Band-Aid over my head because I couldn't stop the bleeding, Larry.
Oh, my gracious. I think everybody that's hunted a lot has been in that situation at least once. And to touch on something, on the old scopes years and years ago didn't have any rubber coating on them.
You know, right.
They were just the steel or the aluminum, and they would sure enough lay you wide open. I had a buddy of mine, and he had an extra large nose. I let him use a 300 Win Mag one time that I had, and he laid it across the top of this thing and shot it one-handed, and it split his nose from one side all the way to the other and laid it wide open. Lesson learned. I don't think he ever did it again. But on our scopes, we actually, if something was to ever happen, which it shouldn't, we have a rubber coating on our scopes to prevent anything like that happening.
Yeah, I remember some of the old original Weaver K4s going way back. And I mean, that was pure metal kind of thing.
Oh, you're not kidding.
I was on a hunt several years ago with the gentleman. We were hunting in Kansas. And he hit this deer and went to go look for it. And we followed blood trail all over the place, turned out it was his.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had scoped himself so bad. Oh. I mean, there, and he had walked all around looking for this deer rather than, you know, than waiting for
tracked
us to come
himself,
help.
Huh?
We tracked him a bunch that day. So those kind of things do happen. Now, y'all are into optics, and you're into everything else as well, too, having to do with optics and hunting. Let's talk a little bit. I know that y'all are developing a new binocular as well, too, and you've got a spotting scope coming out. Let's talk about those just a little bit as well, too. But this will probably appear about a month or so after we do this podcast, but, you know, y'all will be ready with some of these things more than likely come early fall or at least the next SHOT Show.
Oh, absolutely. The first pair of binoculars we produced was a 10x42 pair of binoculars, and I was actually talking to the manufacturer, and I was bragging on Swarovski because I said, what do they do to make theirs so good? And they're north of $3,000, but they're incredibly accurate, and the transmissibility is beautiful. And it was explained to me that, of course, you have to have a roof prism in there because you have to make that eyepiece and objective a little further apart so that it would really work. And so you have to bounce that image off of there two or three times to make it longer. You have to basically make it more like a telescope. So they use a dielectric coating, which is outsourced, very expensive, very few people do it. And that's why theirs is the quality is so good. And that's also why they're so expensive. And they said it's the industry's best. And I said, really? Well, I patented a glaucoma lens. It's an SLT lens, and we use that for laser surgery for glaucoma. And the mirror that's used inside of that is called a total reflective ocular surface. It's the most reflective surface on planet Earth, and it's used in all operating microscopes. Why don't we use that? And the manufacturer looked at me and said, because I've never heard of this before. And I said, well, let me get you in touch with Volk, who makes my lens. It's the McCall SLT lens. It's the number one selling glaucoma lens in the world. And we shared that technology with our scope manufacturer and our binocular manufacturer. And that was the beginning of our optics.
Wow.
Pretty, don't ask me because he won't tell anybody exactly how he did it. But on it, touching base on our spotting scopes we've got coming out, Larry, we actually just got our first prototype in about a week ago. You've looked through it.
I have.
I'm going to have a good impressive friend of ours, Lee, who's been in the optic business for a while, look through them today. But we'll have a 25, 63 by 80 millimeter, which is what you looked at.
Yes, sir.
We'll also have a 20 by 50 by 66 and a straight 18-45-60 for your backpackers. It's smaller, it's compact, real simple to use, and the glass is it's all ED glass. It's the very good glass. So we're excited to hopefully present those here within the next few months to people and make offer to them.
Well, the one that I looked through, I was very impressed because we were out at the ranch and I was looking at leaves at about 1,800 yards, probably the farthest away. And I could pick out individual leaves to where you could see the edges of them. And so the glass is phenomenal. I'm really impressed. And I was impressed with the weight on the one that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, even with it, you could easily put it into a backpack if you're out in the high country.
Yeah.
And I really like that particular spot and scope.
They are a little bit lighter. I think the construction of the frame still being strong, like we demand, is I think they've done something along the lines of being able to lighten it but still keeping the strength.
Yes, sir.
Is what they've done. And we're very happy with it. And the smaller models that you looked at are even lighter. So very, very easy to stick in your backpack and go up the mountain. Maybe not at our age, but
hey, we still go up the mountain. We just go up slower.
A lot slower.
I just did an article called the Aging Outdoorsman, and basically what it amounted to is when I was a youngster, I'd be on a mountain and I'd look across to the next valley and the next mountain, and I'd take off at a run to get there, and I'd get there and turn around and look it back, and I go, "You dummy, you left the best country."
Yeah.
And now these days, I may still look at that mountain over there, but I'm going to take one of these binoculars that you guys are produced. I'm going to sit there a lot longer, then maybe move.
Yeah.
But I've also learned that as I've gotten older, I hunt a lot slower.
And as a result of that, I am seeing so much more game and seeing better quality game than what I did before. I would agree. So, you know, there if there's something, if there's a benefit to growing older, maybe that's one of the very few I can think of, but that's certainly making a difference with me.
And another thing you might think about, too, is with our optics and our shooting systems and the guarantees that we put out there, you don't have to get within 100 or 200 yards anymore. You can shoot them at 800 yards or 900 yards all day with confidence on every shot.
Well, I've always been one of those that wanted to get as close as I could, and still kind of feel that way. But all of a sudden, that getting close is a whole lot tougher than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Larry,
so
you were shooting bullseyes at 800 and 1,000 yards the other day. It makes it a little simpler when you can send the guide over there to get that animal, isn't it?
It's exactly what I'm thinking about, Mike. Yeah. I want to come back here before too very long. We'll do these very periodically because you guys have got some absolutely fantastic products on the way. We didn't touch on some of the guns that you guys have been working on, and I want to come back and do some of that as well too. But if somebody wants to get in touch now at this moment and see some of your products, what is the best way? Now, I know that y'all were at DSC at the convention. Y'all will be at DSC. We talked about that in Atlanta as well, too. And then you've been at the Sheep Show, and you'll be doing a complete show circuit. Doc's over there going,
They can get a hold of me at any time at my email, which is joe@stealthvision.com. Or my phone number is 417-766-7303. My work number is 936-222-3841. Feel free to call me and ask questions, or if we can get some information sent out to you or guide you to the website, we'd be more than happy to accommodate you. And one thing I will stress, Larry, I think this day and age, with all business and everything, and you'll see some slack at times with certain people, but you won't find better customer service than you will with us here at Stealth Vision, and that is a 100% guarantee for me.
One of the things that we really took when we first started talking about is your stress communication. And you guys are good about returning. It didn't make a darn bit of difference. Seemed like whatever I've sent, any kind of question or whatever, you responded very quickly. And I appreciate that. And I know a lot of other folks do as well, too. Do you want to give the website as well, too?
Yeah, it's stealthvision.com.
And it's
stealthvision.com. But like I said, feel free to call me anytime. Be more than happy to talk to people.
If you're a hunter, if you're a shooter, you really owe it to yourself to start by going to the website to begin with and then get in touch with these guys. Because honestly, in my opinion, of all the scopes that I've looked through, and I've looked through pretty much everyone on the market over the years, this is my choice at this point. And the only reason I say that is because I know you guys are always working. We've talked about we never quite reach perfection. We're always trying to achieve it. So I got a feeling there may be a few other things that come down the future here as far as optics. So, but for right now, there is no finer scope on the market.
Well, we sure do appreciate that, Larry, very much. And it means a lot coming from a legend like yourself.
That we have a lifetime warranty on our products, and it's unconditional. I like to tell everybody, if you take a pair of our binoculars and you run it over with your tractor, if you can send enough back to me that I can tell it was ours, we'll send you another one. That's what a real warranty is. Now, if you lose them, you own your own. But
yes,
but we're going to stand behind our products because we've made them to last a lifetime, and we want to make sure you get a lifetime of service out of it.
And the other thing I'll add, y'all are headquartered in Crockett, Texas. What a great place to be from and a great place to be, and we're proud of the fact that you guys are here in Texas, among other things. But I want to thank both you, Joe, and Dr. John, for being with me today at the DSC campfire. I can't wait to see us around another one. I got a feeling that's going to happen before too very long. Ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, go to stealthvision.com, learn all you can, and once you do, I know you're going to really want to get in touch with these guys and see the products as well, too. We look forward to seeing you right back here again next week around the DSC campfire. Thank you for joining us today. DSC's Campfires has also been brought to you by the Crown Bar in LaGrange, Texas. Habit, our gear, your adventure. The Texas Wildlife Association, Double Nickel Taxidermy, Burnham Brothers Game Calls, and H3 Whitetail Solutions.
brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.